The Science Show, ABC Radio National and Radio Australia. Now let's test our jet lag by nipping off to the Bahamas with Pauline Newman to meet some special parrots. Pauline.
You might expect parrots to nest in trees, but that's not what happens on Abaco. Only around 350 pairs each year breed on the island, and the females lay their eggs beneath the forest floor in deep limestone solution cavities. The holes are exposed after bushfires sweep through the forest and burn off the undergrowth.
Watch out for the holes.
My guide is Caroline Stahala from Florida State University, who has spent several years trying to understand the Abaco parrot's very strange behaviour.
So when we're walking through here, just watch out, make sure that you're not stepping into a hole. They tend to get covered up by pine straw and other leaves that fall into them, and the parrots actually clean out their nest cavity before they use it, and that makes the cavity actually stand out to us because we recognize it because it's nice and clean, and obviously somebody has been working at that. That's not natural. We have an active nest on this ridge, and the female is inside incubating eggs. If you can hear, she's growling at us.
Can we see her? You're so shining a torch down there.
Oh, yes.
You can see the red under her chin, green back. How many eggs would she be sitting on?
I think she's sitting on 4 eggs at the moment.
Fairly protected down there.
She is, but the opening's still large enough for cats or anything else around here that may want to get in.
Until recently, there weren't any predators. The snakes on the island don't bother the birds, and the only native mammals are bats. But raccoons and rats have been introduced, and they're sure to be a menace in the future. For the moment, though, the most serious threat comes from feral cats.
You know, the numbers are here, but in terms of how many cats are here and what we are hoping to catch, that's something that we're still trying to understand. Whatever it is, we just want to get rid of all of them.
That's David Knowles, the Bahamas National Trust Chief Park Warden in Abaco. I asked him if anything is being done to control the feral cat population.
Yes, we have implemented a trapping program right before the nesting season and during the fledging period of the birds. And that is to reduce the number of cats. And it's not just a matter of controlling the cats, it's a matter of trying to eliminate them as much as possible. We know how difficult that is, but we must not be lax in our attempts to do so.
The cat trapping program seems to be working, but Caroline is also trying to discover why the parrots don't move up to the safety of the trees to breed.
Well, let's see if I can climb up.
She's attached nest boxes to the pines, hoping to encourage some of the parrots to use them.
You want to boost me up to the first level?
So far, there haven't been any takers.
Just a small lizard, yes.
The same subspecies of the parrot is also found on Inagua, another Bahamian island. Though there they do nest in trees. The parrots could fly between the islands and interact, but they don't. So what might be happening?
Basically what you're asking is, are they speciating? And potentially, yes, they have been isolated. We're looking at some of the genetics, and it does seem that they are different enough that they're probably heading in that direction. This population certainly is unique, and I think it should be protected as something that is special.
Are you worried sometimes that people might come along and take some of these parrots, maybe for pets?
We're actually very concerned with chicks being taken out of nests for the pet trade.
It's against the law to harm the parrots, and locals often help protect the birds and their habitats. But sadly, there aren't enough park wardens to properly police the forest. As we drove through the national park, a man stopped us and told David Knowles that illegal logging was going on. Unfortunately, the gang had gone by the time we reached the site. But an even more serious threat comes from developers intruding into the birds' foraging range as they clear areas of hardwood just outside the national park to build holiday homes and resorts.
It has potential as a touristic destination. Landowners here, you know, I guess, feel at some point they would like to develop it, and we don't have a problem with that. But we do want developments bordering the park to take into consideration all of the conservation issues.
It's just a matter of treating the land right, and then we'll have parrots all around us. They can live with humans. They just don't like it when we clear entire areas.
But there is a lot of hope for this most unusual parrot, and it comes down to education.
People do seem concerned about the parrot once they understand what the issues are. I think at the moment it's just that most people aren't aware that the parrot is down here and what its status is and what its threats are.
That report by Pauline Newman in the Bahamas.